Well, I think, you know, again, don't quote me exactly on the plays, but, you know, I'd say, you know, in a 64-play game that Cam had, you know, 62 of them were pretty darn good, you know. So I think sometimes you can tend to, you know, focus on the negative. But, again, it's you're not going to play too many perfect games, not just him, anybody. I think all in all it was a pretty good outing, you know, minus a couple plays that hopefully he'll learn from. You know, I think it's, you know, you're going to make mistakes. You just try to make not make the same mistakes. Well, I think, you know, I think our passing game's improving. I think our running game's improving. You know, I think overall offensive production, not necessarily in the points category yet, which is, you know, pretty critical. But I think as far as moving the ball, some of the timing and some of the things we're doing, both running and passing, I think were improvements. You know, I think defensively, you know, we gave up too many chunk plays, you know, against a team that, you know, has, you know, a pretty good share of chunk plays against a lot of people. I think it starts with that quarterback. But, you know, again, I think deficiencies in the red area were the was probably the negatives, you know, those four-point swings, field goals versus touchdowns on both sides. You know, he's growing, you know, like all a lot of, you know, our young guys, and we have a few of them, you know, I think they improve every week. You know, whether you're talking about Jordan Howard or, you know, Jonathan Bullard, you know, even Leonard Floyd, you know, getting him back hopefully this week will be helpful. You know, they'll just continue to get better, you know, with every experience out there. And Jonathan's, I think, done that. He got, you know, he's had a couple of little setbacks as far as injury-wise and some missed time, both on the practice field and in games. But, you know, he continues to work hard to grow. Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, he's an outstanding athlete. He's got good hands. He does have a basketball background, like, you know, a lot of very successful tight ends in our league. You know, he didn't get off to a great start. He had some an ankle injury, a little bit, you know, more of a high ankle, a little bit like Kevin White's last injury that did actually require a surgery. And then he had that breakout year, and, you know, I don't think he's slowed down much since. You know, yeah, I think he's had a couple injuries since he's been there in Jacksonville, but, you know, last I looked, he looked to be fairly healthy.